A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord God took Abram outside and said, "Look up at the sky and count the stars if you can." "Just so," he added, "shall your descendants be." Abram put his faith in the Lord, who credited it to him as an act of righteousness. He then said to him, "I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give to you this land as a possession." "O Lord God," he asked, "how am I to know that I shall possess it?" He answered him, "Bring me a 3-year-old heifer, a 3-year-old she-goat, a 3-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." Abram brought him all of these, split in two, and placed each half opposite the other. But the birds he did not cut up. Birds of prey swooped down on the carcasses, but Abram stayed with them. As the sun was about to set, a trance fell upon Abram, and a deep, terrifying darkness enveloped him. When the sun had set, and it was dark, there appeared a smoking firepot and a flaming torch which passed between those two pieces. It was on that occasion that the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To your descendants I give this land, from the Wadi of Egypt to the great river of the Euphrates." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Join with others in being imitators of me, brothers and sisters, and observe those who thus conduct themselves according to the model you have in us. For many, as I have often told you, and now tell you even in tears, conduct themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Their glory is in their shame. Their minds are occupied with earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven. And from it, we also await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our lowly body to conform with his glorified body by the power that enables him also to bring all things into subjection to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, in this way, stand firm in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
The reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his Exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
First, I feel like I need to make a public announcement to remind everybody that tonight we move our clocks forward. Maybe that's why there's some usual Sunday people here. But we have to look at it in a positive way. I know negatively, you know, when I was younger, you know, this was always the worst night to party. I mean, because you come in and you go, wow, now we change our clocks ahead and I lose even another hour. But now I kind of look at it as, you know what, to move my clocks forward, then I'm an hour closer to breakfast. So we can look at it that way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Pope St. John Paul II commented on today's gospel. Now, every second Sunday of Lent, we are given the gospel of our Lord's transfiguration, transfigured to Peter, James, and John, seeing him not only as that man that was walking with us and teaching us, but to see him in his divinity. What a great taste of heaven that is. And Pope St. John Paul II made a quote that really should stick with us this Sunday of Lent with this gospel reading. He said, "Life changes when the heart has been conquered by Christ." Now that almost could be a mic drop, you know. That's so true to take home tonight. Life changes when the heart has been conquered by Christ. We all love Christ, or we wouldn't be here tonight. But we also are here because we feel that there are certain things in our lives that need to change. Maybe we have not received or reached that spiritual maturity. So we keep coming back in order to grow in our spiritual lives. And change can be so difficult. Change comes when we finally give our hearts totally to God. And we let God conquer us. And the hard part is that we have to give up control. We have to allow our Lord to take over our hearts. I looked up the definition to conquer, and it means having been overcome and taken control over. To be taken control over by Christ. I'm sure the questions may be arising, how do I do that? And it's usually a lot of little things where we're conquered by Christ. It could be things that we are already doing. Maybe more heartfelt prayer this Lent. And you may think, well, I'm already doing that. But how often do we go to pray and yet we start thinking about things that are happening in our lives, our problems, what have you? Prayer is lifting up our mind and our heart to God, allowing ourselves to be controlled by Christ. And sometimes to be conquered by Christ means to delve into the teachings of the church. And so often people will disagree with a particular teaching of the church, and it may really scare them away. But I've always asked the question, have you really studied that issue in the church that you don't agree with? And most of the times, the teachings that people disagree with, it's because they don't understand the teaching. The teachings of the church all fit together, and they're extremely logical. But in today's culture, it's politically correct to be against the teachings of the church. In today's culture, it's politically correct to be against the church, period. Well, that's a stupid teaching. But do you understand it? Did you study it? And better yet, have you prayed over it? To pray this teaching, then the journey then leads us to accepting that teaching in our heart. Something else that we can do to be conquered by Christ is to meditate on sacred scripture. That's the anchor of those coming to spiritual direction to me. That you pray the sacred scriptures, and more specifically, you go to the Gospels. You pray over the words of our Lord, and you allow Him to stop you and meditate, and allowing Him to touch your heart. Maybe it's more attention at Mass, allowing the Mass to saturate your heart. Maybe it's coming to our Lord in adoration. You know, most of us make promises. Most of us make sacrifices for Lent. And how many of us have failed already? But we can't let that get us down. Because again, that's playing right in the hands of the devil. The devil loves this. Instead, we're to get back up. We're to dust ourselves off and to get back at it. I had an old professor in seminary who told this story, and it really does relate to this transfiguration, the gospel we just heard today. He said there was a man who fell in love with a vase that was in the window of a shop. He fell in love with it so much that when he passed it the next time, he went in and he bought it. And he brought it home and put it on his mantle. The mantle over the fireplace in his living room. And it was so beautiful that the minute he put it there, he realized that he really needed to clean that living room. And so he cleaned it. But then he noticed that the curtains looked a little shabby. And so he got the curtains replaced. And then he noticed that the wallpaper needed to be replaced. And then he noticed that old chair with the stuffing sticking out, that he needed to change that chair. It was in that room, that very room, that was transformed by the presence of that vase. When you and I put God on the mantle of our hearts, things will change. We see that we're not who we want to be. We see that maybe there's some things, there's a lot of things that need to change. Maybe I need to make new with some parts in my life. A lot of great spiritual leaders often talk about purification in an active and a passive way. Active purification of the soul is when you and I actually do things to help purify our souls. Praying more, giving up things for Lent, making promises for Lent. But those things only get us so far. Then comes a point in our spiritual life when our efforts fall short. And that's when we enter into this passive purification of the soul. And that's when things just happen in life that you can't control. That's why it's passive. We're not making them happen. We could get sick. Someone we love could get very sick. We may lose our job. Maybe a relationship that we had breaks up. And all these things happen, and we don't have control over them. Those moments of passive purification of the soul can lead us to holiness. We could say that, yes, life's unfair. You know, that's not right. Why me, Lord? Or we can say, Jesus, enter into my heart and help me to accept this thing that's so difficult. Please be with me, Lord, as I face this very difficult situation. You know, every year Lent comes and it goes. And it's going to be over before we know it. What needs to go in my life? What do I need to bring into my life? What is it that I'm having a really hard time accepting? This is what we need to bring to prayer. That's a deeper situation that deepens our own spirituality. Our Lord is going to give himself to us right here in the Holy Eucharist, here at this Holy Mass. And tonight, when our Lord gives himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity to you and to me, let's not leave here without giving him something in return. Yes, life changes when the heart has been conquered by Christ. Let's allow our hearts to be conquered by Christ this Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please stand as we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of life and life for the world to come. Amen. Having listened to our Lord, the chosen one, on whom divine favor rests, with confidence we come to make our prayers to our Heavenly Father.
For our leaders in the church, that they may set such an example of fidelity to the cross of Christ, that they will be able to, with St. Paul, to ask for others to imitate them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the leaders of the world, that God will enlighten them to see past their own desires and to truly serve the needs of those they govern, especially the poor and downcast, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That like Abraham, our father in faith, we will not refuse the Lord, our God, anything that he asks of us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an end to violence, hatred, discrimination, and war, that a time of great peace will come upon us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of our family and friends who are away from Christ Church, that they may be brought back into the fold through the loving concern of others, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the grace of conversion upon the whole world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of our beloved dead, especially for the deceased members of the Rocha and Gonzalez families for whom this Mass is offered, may they all dwell in the company of Moses, Elijah, and all the saints in heaven. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, even a glimpse of your glory makes us long for your presence. Grant us your favor as we make our prayers to you. We ask them through Christ our Lord.
Amen. As the altar is